welcome to another episode of Comic Talk Today. We're going to be talking about the Teen Titans. I should rephrase that. Titans TV show on the DC Universe podcast. And joining me on this episode is the one and only, the best sounding voice on this network. That's true, by the way. Joey Galvez, how are you?
How's it going, man? I don't know about that. I think there's some other guys out there that sound a whole lot better than I do.
Dude, but I listen to the Bat Pod and I'm like, holy crap, like Joey sounds really good.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem. So you and I were chatting a little bit about this yesterday because I was tweeting about it, and I know I posted that I took the day off of work to watch it. That was partially true. I mean, I took the day off of work because I just wanted a day off. But I figured since the show was coming out, it was perfect time. And I watched it twice. I was going to try to watch it a third time, but I was like, yeah, you know what? I think twice is good enough. So right. how many times did you see it?
I watched it maybe about one and a half. I actually got it playing in the background as we're talking now, so I can kind of like nice. Get a reference.
Nice.
But dude, I liked it. It was pretty fun. I was talking to Bill earlier and he said, how'd you like it? And he was about 15, 20 minutes, and he said, I had to turn it off. It was horrible.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, I liked it, though. It was I quite enjoyed it. But I'm one of those guys that really loves cheesy movies. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, I watched any Charles Bronson movie, dude.
Oh, dude, so yes. My dad loved that stuff.
Yeah, same here. Any kind of cheese, that I was there for that movie.
No, that's great. Yeah, I thought it was really good, actually. When I tweeted about it, I compared it to, I said it was like CW After Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got...
Because you got the same producer on there.
Well, yeah, same producer, right? So the production is very similar. It looks a lot like a CW show. Definitely darker.
Yeah.
I think the CW show, well, maybe Arrow's a little bit dark. But like Legends of Tomorrow and The Flash are shot not in the dark. We'll just say that.
Yeah, so, this one's really, really dark.
Yeah, it's very dark.
Like, I mean, you've got Robin dragging a guy's face in the window, the broken glass, man.
Yep.
I cringed in that moment. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have kids. Would you watch this with your kids?
Oh, never.
Okay.
I have an 8-year-old and I have a 15-year-old. And then I have a 8-month-old. This is one of those ones that I had to like sneak off to somewhere a dark corner and watch this movie. It's like I could not watch this even with my wife around. She'd be like, "What are you watching? This is you need to turn that off."
That's awesome. That's dude. I didn't know that. I also have a 15 and an 8-year-old.
Oh, that man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. And I wanted to watch it with the kids, but after watching it the first time, I was like, maybe not. Like the 15-year-old, right. Maybe. Because she likes creepy stuff, and I think that would work for her. But my 8-year-old would, I think, get scared a little bit, maybe even bored to some extent.
Yeah.
Because there were some kind of scary scenes in there, too, right? Especially with Raven.
Oh, yeah, there was. Raven, man. There were some things that kind of creeped me out with her. Like that part where she screams in her mom's face and man, that one was so creepy. I almost wanted to freeze frame it and kind of look at it a little bit. But I was afraid that I was going to wet the bed tonight.
That's great. Yeah, somebody asked me on Twitter, Jack, actually. He's like, can I watch it with the kids? Because he's got, I think, 2 young boys. I can't remember how old, but they're maybe like 6, 7, around that area. And I was like, well, I mean, that kind of depends on your parenting, I suppose. There's an F-bomb because you do get the fuck Batman. And I want to talk about that because I think it actually came off much better in the show than in the trailer.
It did, actually.
So there was the F Batman. There was shit said one time. Mm-hmm. There was somebody's mom was shot in the head, like point blank. And then you had, like you mentioned, Robin rubbing that guy's face off against the wall. So definitely, definitely a little more violent.
Yeah. It was way violent.
Very violent, yeah. Would you say, I think this maybe we should start off. This is not for kids, right? So do you think that the reason this is being put out first is maybe to because DC actually knows their demographic? Because I've wondered about that sometimes, right? They're always doing these imprints, and I understand why they want to expand the line with imprints. But I think ultimately the core audience for comics is and has been for a while people our age, right? Like mid to late 30s and up.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, this is definitely not something you sit back and watch with the kids. I actually was watching, I pulled up the app and my son was like, oh, cool, there's Robin, because he's a fan of Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
And so he was naming off all the characters that he saw there and he's like, that's kind of cool, Dad. I was like, yeah, but that's not a show for you. And he's like, yeah, and there's blood on Robin's face. That's kind of probably not something for me to watch.
Yeah. Well, see,
but dude, it's so violent.
It is. And I kind of want to my 15-year-old to watch it. Like I said, she's into creepy stuff, so I think she can handle a lot of stuff. But she used to cosplay as Raven a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
Mostly based on the Teen Titans Go, but still, she used to cosplay as Raven. And I was like, hey, I just watched the show. I think you might enjoy it. It's like Raven's a pretty big part of it. And she's like, what's it on? Is it on YouTube? And I was like, that's always the answer, right? Like, can I watch it on YouTube? And so I told her. So they went to Atlanta for the weekend. So when she gets back, I think she's going to watch it. And we'll see what she thinks. But, yeah, really interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. I think
that F Batman part, sorry to interrupt, but I think it worked a whole lot better in the show, because you know there's this moment where he drops down on these guys and he's been you know looking for this one henchman guy or this one creepy guy, right? He beat his child. You kind of get this thought, you know, he might be abusing her sexually. So I put myself in that moment. I said, what would I do? I'd be pretty pissed off as well, and I'd probably be doing the same thing he did.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Bill and he said, you know, I hated that part. He, you know, Nightwing or Robin kind of went a little too far. And I said, you know what? But he was chasing after a guy who was abusing his child. I think I'd probably do the same thing. And you see these guys are all the little birdies alone. And you kind of get this feeling is like throughout the whole beginning of the show, he's like, you know, I'm on my own. I'm doing my own thing. Robin's been out of the picture for a year or two. So he's kind of, you kind of get that feel. He's kind of, you know, thinking he wanted to go and do his own thing. So if I put myself in that shoes, you know, I'd probably do the same thing. And then you get this feel of he's not wanting to be like Batman. So he's like, you know, screw Batman.
Yeah.
I'm me. This is me. This is me here. I can be just as much as a scary figure as Batman is alone.
Yeah. And I think the reason it worked better than in the trailer is, when the line is said in the trailer, it's right before the fighting starts.
Right.
So you kind of get the feeling like, well, why is he saying this? Right. It kind of seems out of place, but within the show itself, you do get the build up to that, right? You already mentioned they see him drop down from the sky and they're like, holy crap, like where's Batman? And they're all looking up like Batman, right. Batman, Batman. And then Batman never comes down. So they're like, oh wait, yeah, this kid's by himself. Let's just take care of him real quick. And, and he takes care of him pretty violently. And I think that fight scene, by the way, really well choreographed. And then like towards the end of the scene, I had the, hell yeah moment when he's fighting like two guys and they're coming at him and he takes his baton and like opens it up and hits both guys at the same time. And I was like, yes, that was freaking awesome. And then you get the F Batman line, right? Cause that they're kind of trying to establish him as his own character. And I enjoy that quite a bit. You know, when the trailer had first come out, and that happened, I was like, well, why are people upset about this? Like, this is kind of what happened in the comics, right? When he's like, I'm becoming too much like you. I want to be my own guy. I'm out of here. I'm going to become Nightwing. I don't want to be Robin anymore.
Yeah. You kind of see that with Tim Drake as well. Kind of falls in line with that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't really see a problem
with it. You get this feeling that, you know, a lot of the Robins kind of feel the same way. They all kind of go the same direction, and I love that though, because like you're saying, go back to that fighting scene, you know, after watching that, I was like, yo man, this Robin is just as bad as Batman. He's right up there. He went up to a next level. Now he was the protege and now he's surpassed the protege, you know, and he's I think he's at Nightwing level now, and I think that's what we're going to see here. And I love how they're developing this in that moment. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah, the difference here is that he is a cop in Detroit, right? He's a detective.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep talking about he had some kind of falling out with his partner in Gotham, right?
Uh-huh.
Which I think we can assume just means him and Batman, right? Like, he left Gotham
right.
and went to Detroit to be a cop. But somehow he, I guess, faked this whole background where, you know, he pretended like he worked at Gotham PD is my assumption.
Okay.
Right? I don't I don't think he ever necessarily worked for Gotham PD in this universe. And I could be wrong because they really haven't said a whole lot about that, but that seems to be the case.
Right.
And I like that because it kind of worked to tie in all the backstory. And really I don't think he's the central character in the first episode. I would say the show is more focused on Raven and Starfire. But he is the glue that binds the story. And that was nice to see, right? Because he should be the team lead. I mean, look, Dick Grayson is one of my favorite characters of all time. Whenever anybody talks about, well, Bruce Wayne being Batman, this side or the other, my comment is usually, well, I feel Dick is oftentimes a better Batman than Bruce is. I don't know if it'll work. You have to have kind of the right writer to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen when he's taken over the mantle, I think he's brilliant.
I agree. I think I have to agree with that. And I do like that, you know, that I think they kind of are stepping away from him being the central character of this first episode. And I think they did it well because, you know, we're finding out what the background with Raven and Starfire. They're both of their stories are awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted a little bit more of Starfire because, you know, and I think they did that on purpose, but I wanted a little bit more because they gave us a whole lot with Raven, right? We get this background, we get a little bit of look into her home life and this kind of stuff, and then we find out that, you know, the Acolyte comes in and forces her mother to tell her that she's not her real mother and things of that nature. But we didn't get that with Starfire. The puzzle pieces are given to us one by one, just like they are with Starfire. So that's kind of cool too. I think they did that on purpose because they're trying to put us in her shoes because for some reason she's got memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like how that played out as well, but I still wanted a little bit more.
Yeah, my initial thought after I finished that episode was that they should have maybe done this as two separate episodes.
Okay.
And I don't know if it would have worked as like 2 half-hour episodes, because the episodes I think are like 50 minutes long. I don't know if it would have worked as 2 half-hour episodes, but maybe do 2 episodes the first week and have one concentrate on Raven's story with a little Starfire interspersed in the background, and then a second one focusing on Starfire with a little bit of the Raven stuff interspersed in the background. I think for me would have worked better because I think both of their stories are extremely complicated in this first episode. And I don't feel like there was enough time spent with each of them. Although it definitely has me wanting to watch the next one to see where they take the story, right? But I just feel like they could have gone a little bit further into those two things.
Yeah, I have to agree. And I think they should have done it like Netflix, you know, drop all the episodes all at once so you can kind of binge them.
Mm-hmm.
You get a feel of the story a little bit better. You can grasp it a whole lot quicker. You know, now I'm kind of like, because we got all these questions, right? That's why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Because we have all these questions. Now, if we had a Iron Fist or Daredevil or things of that nature, I sit back and I watch 2 or 3 episodes at a time to kind of get the feel of the first storyline of what they're going with. And I wish that I had that here. But I still like what they gave us. But I wish that they had more so that I can binge it a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know, to go with the direction of the story, I'm looking at the episode titles right now. I don't know if you looked at these. So episode 1 was Titans. Next episode is Hawk and Dove. Then we've got Starfire. Okay. So that'll be a Starfire one. Rachel, so back to Raven. Then you've got Doom Patrol, The Messenger, Jason Todd, Angela, Donna Troy, and then you have Hank and Dawn, so that'll be going back to Hawk and Dove. Coriander, so going back to Starfire. Dick Grayson, and then the finale is called Raven. So there's definitely going to be a huge art progression, and it seems like the main character of this will end up being Raven. I mean, yeah, just based on that, like and the way the first episode went. And I think that's fascinating. When you and I were chatting yesterday, I was like, dude, I wish they would have just made a Raven TV show. This is freaking awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
It's great. I actually I'm going to the comic shop after we're done chatting. I'm going to see if I can track down some back issues, some Raven back issues. Because I kind of became really curious. I've checked out some of the solo books that she's been in, and they were fine. But sometimes it takes like the right thing to really get you excited about something, I think. And this show has me excited to read a little bit more about Raven.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, she's a pretty good character. She's got a whole lot going on. I'm excited to see if they're going to bring in Trigon and how they're going to do that. Mm. I was wondering about what kind of direction they're going. I really hope that they do something well, because it can go either way.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's 13 episodes, so they're one a week. I don't know, man. It's like it's already been renewed for a second season, right? Which I think is great. But with looking at the episode titles, with the amount of characters that are being brought into this thing, I agree with you, but I almost would rather have some of that stuff not show up till the second season. And maybe that's why the final episode of this one is entitled Raven, because that's kind of what the cliffhanger will be.
Kind of like what they did with, you know, Daredevil, and how he just, you know, they didn't bring in the suit till the very end.
Yep, exactly.
It can work. I like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're going to bring in, you know, they're going to set up the Doom Patrol, because they got that one coming out soon as well.
Yep. And February, I think.
So in February. Yeah. So they're setting up a whole lot in this one. And I think that's where we get the backlash, right? Everybody's like, oh, man, it's just another one of those shows where they set everything up and it's too much and I don't like it. It was horrible. Yeah, I liked it, man.
Yeah.
I thought it would work for me. But then again, maybe I'm not a good critic because I love super cheesy stuff.
Hey, you know what? But you got to love what you love, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you love the show, then you love the show. I'm actually curious. I might shoot Bill a message and see what his problems were with it. I can actually imagine what the issues that he had were, but I think it's great. You know, I don't like seeing the same stuff that I read in my comics repeated when they do a TV show or a movie. And so as a result, I actually really enjoy the changes that were made to the characters for this show.
Mm-hmm. And there were some pretty cool Easter eggs too,
man. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's talk about Easter eggs.
You had a really cool Easter egg that you got me thinking about.
Yeah, so I'm not very sure about mine. I think it would make sense because the character has been with the Titans before. But when Raven's on the school bus and she's getting bullied by this guy, and a football player comes up and he's like, "Get away from her, Kyle." And as soon as he said that, I was like, "Kyle?" And I looked at the character, and he's just wearing, like, basically all black, and he's got a green vest on. And immediately, I thought Kyle Rayner.
And I thought that was cool. They don't say his last name, so.
They don't, but.
I thought that was pretty cool.
But they don't name anybody else on that bus. Even the football player doesn't have a name. Mm-hmm. So.
And I even looked, I went to IMDb and looked up the cast, and under his name, he's just Kyle. There's no last name. There's nothing. Because I wanted to see if they said Kyle Rayner.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing there. They didn't give us anything. So
well, that's pretty typical, like that. Though. Like, what was that movie? Seven? Yeah. Kevin Spacey was never in the credits for that movie until the movie had been out for like a while, because they didn't want to spoil that he was the serial killer. Spoiler alert for a 30-year-old movie. They didn't want to spoil that he was a serial killer. So he wasn't credited in the film. And so I wonder if maybe there's some of that here. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe not. Maybe I could be reading a lot into it. But it just seemed a little odd, right? This dark-haired kid named Kyle with the green vest on. I figured, that could be a pretty cool Easter egg if it's true.
Yeah. I really hope it is an Easter egg, man, because that's cool. I don't know, a lot of people would have caught on to that one.
Yeah.
So another one that obvious. This is a big, huge, obvious one. You know, they talked about Konstantin Kovar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his son is Leonid Kovar, which is Red Star.
Right.
And he's a part of, in the comics at least, a part of the Titans.
Yeah.
And I'm not too sure because I have. And it, does Konstantin Kovar, doesn't he have to have some kind of affiliation to the Metaman or something like that?
Yes, 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 yes.
So there's a cool nod there. And I don't know. Did you see anything else? I thought there was a couple other ones, but I didn't. I can't remember.
Not really. Not any that like jumped directly at me. The Kyle Rayner and the Kovar were the only two that I really saw. But I was just. I just caught those because they seemed a little obvious to me. I wasn't looking for Easter eggs.
Right.
Maybe if I watch a third time and do like, I don't have time for that.
like an egg hunt.
Yeah, do an egg hunt. I was talking to my buddy Ronnie, who does the Absolute DC podcast, and he says he swore that he saw a green ring in there at some point.
Whoa.
I didn't see that.
Cool. I would. Where does he see that at?
I don't know.
Wow. That'd be kind of cool.
But, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, there is one other Easter egg that I did see. You know, there's that moment when Raven is sitting at the breakfast table and she's eating breakfast.
Yeah.
She's eating Tricks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Did you see what was on the box?
No.
So you got the Tricks rabbit there, and he's got a super suit on, and he's you know, got his guns up like he's showing his, you know, his arms, his guns, his muscles. And I was like, what is that from? So I looked it up. It's actually the Tricks box when they had the DC box. He was wearing the Superman suit, and they had some Batman logos and stuff on. Because I was like, that's kind of weird. There's nothing on his suit. The side of it's all red, and it's kind of super blank for it to be a Tricks box. And I looked it up, and that's one of those they got rid of all the branding and stuff like that. But that's one of those iconic super cereal boxes.
That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't catch that.
That was
great.
A hard one to find. Yeah, it was a fun one to see.
That's good, man. That's good. All right, so I got one final question for you.
All right.
Do you feel that this show is good enough for people to subscribe to the service?
So I think so when I looked at the service, there was a whole lot of cool stuff on there, but before this show, I don't think it was worth it to subscribe. Now watching this show, yeah, it could be, but I still want a little more.
Yeah.
And they're just giving us this one show to base off the whole service and all the other stuff. Yeah, there's some cool stuff like DC Daily and you got that encyclopedia. You can read all these cool, comic books and things of that nature, but is it worth it to have the service to pay a pricey price tag, right? But so I don't know. I think if they maybe, like, please give me something else other than just this. And then, I mean, if they had more episodes rather than I got to wait another week to watch it, if they had something bingeable.
Yeah.
Dude, I would definitely subscribe to this. But because I have to wait, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of been my issue, man. You know, I did an episode on what I felt about the service like the week before it was released, because it was still in beta, uh-huh. and you were able to get on it before they officially announced it. So I played around with it, and I mean, there's some cool stuff on there, right? Like the I don't know if you watched the documentary, the history of the DC Universe or whatever it's called. There's a documentary on it. It's brilliant. Well worth watching it.
I gotta check that out.
It's like 2 hours long, I think. So that was really good. But then, like, in terms of the shows, I don't feel like there's anything in there yet that makes me want to go back, right? Like, the old Supergirl TV show. I mean, I've seen that.
Right.
You know, we've got it on DVD because my wife loves that. She hates superhero stuff, but she loves that TV show for some reason. Or not the TV show, the movie. So.
You don't want to watch Superboy?
I don't care to watch Superboy. I do want to watch those Superman serials, though, that are on there. But I wish they had, like, the Batman serials, because those are great. But, you know, I've got those on DVD, so I don't really need it there. And then in terms of...
And I think that's what they have a lot of. They have a lot of stuff that everybody's already had and sitting back in your DVDs, or if you're as old as I am, VHS, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. But I mean, there's like, I think 10 series total. And most of it is very old stuff. You know, uh-huh. they could. I'm sure they could have worked out a deal to at least do like season one of the CW stuff, for example.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I know that the rights deals there are kind of weird, but just do like a really old season of that, right? Just to give people extra content to go back to. But we'll see. We'll see. And it's the same with the comics. Like, there's a bunch of comics, but nowhere near what like Marvel Unlimited has right now. Right. So.
Right.
The problem is like I think based on what the show is. I think they know what the audience for the service is, but I don't think the service itself reflects that. Because really, everything that I've looked through, I own 95% of it, right? In terms of the comics and the movies and the TV shows. And that might not be true for a lot of people, but I don't know if those people are the audience for this as well. But I think the show is, itself is actually really good. I think once... Yeah. Once you're closer to the end of the season, then I think it would be worth paying the, whatever it is, $6-$7 to watch this thing. And by that point, we'll have Doom Patrol, so you know, you'll have a little extra content as well.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I have to agree with that.
Yep.
Give me a little bit more. Make it worth it.
Yep, agreed.
Because that's just another bill to add to my monthly bills.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's rate the show up, and then we'll wrap it up. Give me a rating.
What is our scale?
Let's just do. You pick a scale. I don't know. Whatever scale you want to use.
I don't know. Let's do one to ten. I don't know.
Sure.
I think, for what this first episode is and how the hype. You know, everybody was. This was a huge hype, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to base it off of the show and the content that they have on the app, and the service. I think I'd be maybe a 7. I mean, I do like the content that they gave us in the episode. I love, you know, that we still have some corrupt cops and things like that in there, and we've got there's something bigger going on in here, and I want to dive into it, and I want to be a detective along with Dick Grayson as well.
Yeah,
I like his character. I like the character development of Raven and Starfire. I wish I had a little bit more of Beast Boy, but, you know, we'll see that in the next episode, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love it. And I thought the CGI with Beast Boy was a little cheesy, but, you know, whatever, I'll still watch it. But, yeah, I think I'm right there at a 7.
But it's kind of meant to be cheesy, I think, right? Because he's always had that, like, green glow around him anyway.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah. We didn't talk about Beast Boy, but I thought that final scene with when he showed up was kind of cool.
He just broke in just to get a video game. That's so Beast Boy, right?
Absolutely. I think I'm right around there with you, man. I think I might go a little higher, maybe like an 8 out of 10. It's not perfect, but I thought it was really good, really good. I don't know if maybe my expectations were so low that my actual rating's pretty high, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I can't wait till the next episode.
Yeah, same here.
Cool. All right, let's wrap this up. Of course,
all right.
Joey can be found on the Bat Pod with Bill Beer. By the way, my new favorite Batman podcast. Don't tell the other Batman podcasts, but it's really good. And you guys do a website too, which I'm really enjoying as well. You can find it at thebatpod.com.
Yeah, we got a whole lot of content over there. Yeah, at thebatpod.com. We got some cool stuff coming out, man.
Yeah, I dig it.
We got tons of reviews. We got, you know, if anything you can think of that is comic book related, we got it there.
I'm digging it. And I'm glad you got a domain instead of the Weebly domain. I'm glad you got an actual domain instead of the Weebly domain.
Yeah, I talked Bill into doing that because, you know, I was like, well, this kind of makes us sound like we're not as professional. I think we need to get a domain.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. You guys are rocking over there. So, and then on Twitter, you're at JoeyGalvez84, yeah?
Right, correct.
Awesome. I will be found on Twitter at GeekVine. You can email my awesome email address, yell@comictalk.today. And that's it. I'll be back, I guess, tomorrow. See you then.